Sexual harassment at work continues to affect many people in Ontario. Sexual harassment can occur in many ways, from unwanted sexual comments and innuendo to sexual images on a phone or group chat to physical contact or demands for dates. It can happen at work, online, or on social media, during training, or at office parties. It can involve your boss, a coworker, or other staff. No matter what, sexual harassment at work is wrong. Ontario Legal Clinics are here to help. Know your rights. Call 1-833-677-5146 for free confidential legal advice or visit shapeyourworkplace.ca for more information. This February, find where live art meets extended reality. Single Thread Theatre presents PXR 2026, a mix of live performances, interactive digital presentations, technical deep dives, and exciting installations right here in Kingston at Modern Fuel, The Tet, and at Fort Henry. Get whisked away into immersive worlds like snowy cities, cyberpunk dystopias, musical mushrooms, and coastal shores. The conference runs February 20th through March 1st. Learn more by following Single Thread Theatre on Instagram and get your tickets now via performanceandxr.com. See you there.
Hello, I'm Dion Jones from Alpha, North Wales. You're listening to CFRC Radio in Kingston, Ontario.
Hey there, my name is Albert Nuremberg. I am one of the organizers of Kinghoff. Kinghoff is Kingston's cold immersion swim group. We meet every Sunday, every Wednesday, Sunday at noon, Wednesday at sunset, and we jump in the lake. We do it all winter, and it completely changes the way you see winter. Winter is now, instead of being miserable, it turns into fun. That's the whole idea. So that's why, if you want to have a fun time this winter, come on down to Kinghoff, swimming every Sunday and Wednesday.
Coming up now.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to Make and Bacon. I'm DJ Over Easy. Happy Valentine's Day. It's that day, and we thank you for joining me. Thank you for getting out of bed and coming to join me and listen to the radio as you are hopefully making a nice warm cup of coffee or some yummy food. Stuff like that. Okay. Well, I appreciate you all joining me on this Valentine's Day. For the love of a wiener, we are listening to love songs by Ween. We had left off on the 12 Golden Country Greats album. One more song from that. It's called I Don't Want to Leave You on the Farm. Let's get into it, because I know that you can never get enough ween.
Bye, and I'm still high, but shot. Lift me all he's got. I'll be your Johnny on the spot.
From the Mollusk, that is I'll Be Your Johnny on the Spot by Ween. And that album did have their biggest hit. They, surprisingly, I laughed out loud when it happened because my oldest daughter, Lola, she was a big fan of SpongeBob. Well, who isn't? Come on, he's the coolest dude in the world, SpongeBob. And the ending of a SpongeBob, Ween, over the credits, had a song called Ocean Man, and it was from an album called The Mollusk. That was their biggest hit, I do believe. Actually, Spotify's just certify or whatever you call it. I do believe I'm going to go to the Ween site here, the Ween, and just be able to see what is their biggest played. Yeah, Ocean Man. 167 million times that's been played. So there you go. They've made at least $1,000. Good for them. All right. Now they've started to change. They're getting older. They're getting older at this point. Let's see. What year was that? Let's see. 97. So that's right. The millennium arrives. The millennium arrives, and the White Pepper album is out, and I have a song for you called Stay Forever, which is a classic. It is a all-time gem. I know I've played it before. It's good. It's good anywhere, any show, anytime. All right, here we go. Ween from the White Pepper album called Stay Forever.
So many things. Can you dig in my soul? Could you smell my home?
Tried and True from Ween, of course, the album Quebec. And that song has one of my favorite lyrics in it, because they sing it so well, but it's so funny if you think about it. It's, can you dig in my soul? Can you smell my whole life? I love the pause. And yeah, I love it. There's not too many songs out there that can bring a tear to your eye, that have the line, can you smell my hole? And all right, so here we go. Here we go. Here is for all of those out there who happen to just, through the will of the Tao, find a new love today. It happens. Yeah, I don't have a story of it, but I'm sure it happens, because it happened to Ween. And from the Shinola Volume 1 album, which they didn't really put out a second one, but I do believe Shinola is just a term, because it was a bunch of random just S-words that they had done laying around and they put together for an album. So here we go. Everything comes together for a reason, so that I could share this lovely song with you. Some 20-odd years later, I Fell in Love Today by Ween.
Oh, time we spend is worth it in the end when summer comes. Making love and holding hands, rolling in the sun and sand together. Every year when summer comes around, we fall in love again. She's a sweetheart.
In the summer, and that is from the album La Cucaracha. La Cucaracha, La Cucaracha, which means the cockroach, of course. And so, yeah, Sweetheart in the Summer. That's an interesting album. It's a fun album. Let's check it out. I want to see here. Let's see the album. I don't know, it's just silly Spotify stuff. I don't know, I can't go to the album now. I'm pressing buttons, I'm doing all the right stuff, but it's not responding well. One of the other reasons is this is an Apple computer. How silly, who uses Apple? Nobody who wants to do anything good. All right, enough of that. CFRC, you are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM or CFRC.ca. Check out CFRC.ca. You can find the archives to check out past shows or to click on CFRC's daily schedule. Find your favorite show that you'd like to listen to, click on it, and you can find past episodes of that show to listen to. So there's a podcast network there. You can go check out podcasts, local ones. Good stuff. CFRC, we love it. We love it. And CFRC, as you know, is broadcasting from the lower Carruthers Hall, Kingston, Ontario, Queen's University. And you know what? I'm gonna declare, which may not seem like love, but those who know will receive it. Up on the wall here, and then, you know, the Canadian government, CRTC, all the whatever colonial white supremacist system, they like us to do what's called land acknowledgements, where you indicate the native people that have always lived on the land from the beginning of time, the first people to move into the area. And we are supposed to sit and up here, go on the radio and say, you know, this is their land, but we stole it and we all want to get together. Enough. It's a stall tactic. I hate it. Don't use it. There is only one solution. Give all of the land back now. Give the land back now. Land back now. The Canadian government, in their decision-making process for the uses of our natural resources, over 125 years have proven to be both destructive and just damaging and not good for any human that lives in this space that these white colonial people call Canada. Land back now, give it back to the caretakers, because that's where the true love is. Those individuals are the only ones fighting for the love of the land, and will care for it as if it was their own making. Like, it is enough. Enough land acknowledgements, give the land back, no more. Bring their language back, bring their music back. Let's give them equal representation in government. This is crap. Love to our native people on this land that's called Canada. All right? And frustrates me. Frustrates me. So Ween, back to Ween, forgive me all. I don't get emotional these days too often. But that is a topic. And, when I hear these stall tactics by the Canadian government, that does affect me emotionally. So forgive me. But I want to send all of my love, as I said, to all of our native people. Thank you, for persisting and understanding that who the real victims are. Okay, back to Ween. We are going to wrap it up. We're going to wrap up some Ween here. I know. You don't want me to. I know you don't want it. But it, unfortunately, all good things must come to an end. And because this last EP that they kind of put away, it's not their last, but you know, whatever. The last one I'm going to play, it was a venture into some weird, I do believe there was like, it was just early hyper-pop. Electronic was in the clubs, was, you know, taking over. Good old little DJ Over Easy was just burning up the dance floor back then. And Ween decides to come out with the Friends EP. And it's a weird one, even for me. I like it, though. I like it. But I'm going to say this, because the longest, most loyal, and most rewarding and loving relationships I've ever had in my life come from my friends. Right? And this song is called Friends. Hold on to your socks, yo.
A friend's a friend who knows what's being right. I dreamt of a move, a great move, to another place with much more land.
A friend's a friend.
There you have it, all my dear listening friends. That is For the Love of a Wiener. Yeah, I hope everybody had a little taste, a little lick, if you will, and enjoy Ween yourself. I don't really encourage you to check it out, but maybe you're welcome to. Let's just say you will get to taste some morsels that you didn't have never put in your mouth before. That's what I'm talking about. Ween, baby Ween. Thank you, Ween. Gene and Dean Ween. My favorite band of all time. There you go. And thank you, everyone. CFRC 101.9 and CFRC.ca. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing that we have. And I appreciate you, a long-suffering listener, to be able to put up with me because they'll accept anyone. That's how incredible this place is. It is welcoming. It is loving. It is caring. Everyone is very respectful and professional. So you got to understand, I'm often stunned that they let me come in. Press buttons for you. Press your buttons here at the what do you call this thing? I press your buttons on the soundboard. There you go. All right, everyone. Well, hey, I have another Valentine's request. All right, my buddy Hugh, who's going to be coming up next. Don't you go anywhere. Don't go anywhere. This is DJ Over Easy Stern voice here. if you do not at least listen to the next few songs of Folk Everything and Hugh, and there will be consequences. I have no idea what they are, but there will be. The Tao ensures it. So I have for you a little Valentine's Day request from Hugh of Folk Everything. Apparently, Hugh's on TikTok or Reels or social media or something, and has gotten a little earworm. David Wilcox and Do the Bearcat, and for all you out there, this is your little Valentine's cinnamon heart. It's a little sweet and spicy thing just to pop in your mouth and just shake around the kitchen here. David Wilcox, Do the Bearcat.
I went to the zoo just the other week. Saw the kangaroo, had a talk with the chimpanzee. He said, "Hey, brother, if you want a thing that's hip, do the bear cat. Do the bear cat. That's the name of this song. Do the bear cat. Take a little lesson and you can't go wrong. Do the bear cat. That's the way we like. Do the bear cat. It's enough to make you want to leave your home. It's the kind of sound that you can't leave alone. Enough to make you want to get a bear cat of your own. And make it go to the bear cat. Late at night when the bear cat howls, he's looking for you.
Up the middle like the cats and the fiddle by the light of the moon. Just when I'd given up hope, I could barely cope. She didn't come too soon, and I thought, hey diddle diddle, now isn't this a riddle? It's a proof of love. When the cakes hit the griddle, we'll dance a little jiggle by the stars above. Call this world our own. All I want is to be a little part of the things that I love. All I want to make a little start at the things that I love. Seems there's lots of things that I could love. In your farm, Blender Victory Garden, in the month of June. She finds lawns beyond, dreams of suburban farming, coming up soon. And she's the spirit of the age, she's a breaker of the cage, she's a proof of love. When the cakes, hit the griddle and dance a little jiggle by the stars above. All this world are old. All I want is to be a little part of the things that I love. All I want to make a little start at the things that I love. Seems there's lots of things that I could love. He likes to stay at home, build model trains. But when he gets to Barney's River, he gets a thrill he can't explain. Has a thrill riding through the hills, following the river and the train track. Like he's in a model set, feeling he gets is a proof of love. All this world is on. All I want is to be a little part of the things that I love. All I want to make a little start at the things that I love. Seems there's lots of things that I could love. Himself wrong, he's jaded, but he's faded on a hot afternoon. He can be a bit grim, but there's records for him that'll make him swoon. And when he's home, all alone, with the headphones on, he's a proof of love. When the cakes hit the griddle, dance a little jiggle by the stars above. All this world are on. All I want is to be a little part of the things that I love. All I want to make a little start at the things that I love. Seems there's lots of things that I could love.
Yes, there he is, old man Ludica. And I thought, why not? You know the theme song, Big Group Breakfast. Well, that theme song is from the album called Proof of Love. And that was the song, Proof of Love. Old man Ludica, make sure you check him out. Coming up in town in the next month or so. I do believe it's at the Broom Factory. So check that stuff out. And before that, we had a special Valentine Day request, recommendation from Hugh and David Wilcox and Do the Bearcat. That was good, man. I haven't heard that song in a long time. So, yeah, we were here grooving. Now, I was trying to think if Emily has a real love song. There kind of is, but let's see. Maybe I'll pull this up. And the computer is kind of slow for some reason. But there, it's picking up. So I'm going to say... this is a passionate love song. This is a passionate love song by a band that I absolutely love here in Kingston, Emily Steele and the Deal. They just send me into a trance of giddiness when I get to see these people perform. They're just the coolest. They are the coolest. And so this song, like I said, Emily doesn't have a lot of mushy love songs. This is a passionate song about spring and love, I do believe. So here we go. A song called Spring Song by Emily Steele and the Deal. Slowly as it thinks.
Let's go.
Yes, Emily Steele in the deal and spring song. Let's see. I got time for one quick one here. Let's see. I wanted to play. I'm looking at Anthea's music here. I wanted to play, but again, not a lot of lovey love. Savannah? Maybe Savannah has a song. Yeah. And she has a lot of songs that go about feelings and, you know, I don't, no, they're all too long and they're all, you know what? I know what. Here we go. Here we go. This, I love this song. That in the background, listening to the sweet sounds. Michael K. Myers. Michael K. Myers plays in town with the big fat brass band down at RCHA periodically. You can check him out there. And I just wanted to come on and say thank you, everyone, and happy Valentine's Day. Thank you for putting up with my hijinks. I just wanted to come in and have fun with Valentine's Day. be able to share my love of Ween and some local musicians and music. And I also very much love soul. Soul music is something I have to have days where that's all I listen to. So I'm going to end it all with the most probably perfect song about love in the world. And it is by Anita Baker, and it's a song called Sweet Love. And so thank you, everybody. This has been Making Bacon. Have a wonderful Valentine's Day. I do love all of you very much for multiple reasons, but mainly for listening to CFRC and contributing. Be kind, you know. Peace.